What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Skid Pad Podcast.
I wanted to talk, firstly, because I know we spoke just literally minutes ago, about this slushy fad. Have you heard of the whole slushy?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I want to understand.
Okay, so for those who don't know, there's this fad going on in what is, I thought it was just the car world. Turns out it's everything. It's truck, car, motorcycle, side-by-side, like, whatever.
Why is the slush, why wasting a perfectly good slushy make any sense to throw at your vehicle?
Like, you spend money to drive to the, what I'm assuming is the 7-Eleven, you know, for whatever or wherever slushies are sold nowadays at gas stations. But you pull up to a pump, you pop out, and you kind of like GTA swing the doors open.
You know what? And I've seen some of them have some exotic flavors I've never even seen before. And they're so wasteful.
First of all, wait, we got to just blue or red.
I don't know.
So it depends on the day. As of now, I'm leaning red.
Okay, like fun cherry. Fact. So you know how you have blue raspberry? I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
You know how they have so many flavors that were red, right?
Yeah.
Cherry, watermelon, and raspberry. Well, blue raspberry's not actually like anything but raspberry, but colored blue. So what you're tasting is still a raspberry, but it's colored blue raspberry. There's a whole thing on that.
Wait, I thought it was blueberry. Am I dumb?
No. Blue raspberry. How many blue raspberries do you know that exist other than a gas station slushy?
I don't know. I thought...
Yeah, look it up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
God,
a solid Google search.
Well, that makes sense. That checks out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which is funny because
what did we get at that go-kart place? Whatever I had there was
we
great.
We got red. I thought.
Did I get red? I bet you I did.
You got red?
Because Carson got the... No, I thought you wanted a Coke. The Coke one.
That's right. But it was busted. Yeah. I would have loved a Coke slushy, which is notoriously like shit-colored slushy.
Yeah, ice.
Which is so weird because going back, it just... To some of the slushies that they would pour, you're right. They would like... They would do this weird mix and match. Like, and they've got some colors in there. Like, I saw a green. I was like...
Oh, you know what I want to try?
Apple or something?
Is the peach one. There's a peach one, and I saw someone throw it at their car on the video, and then it got me interested because all the traveling up and down the East Coast, I know in Virginia, those big gas stations, like a normal Love's or whatever.
Sure.
I know one of them that I stopped at had that like peach. It had like 10 different flavors, and their majority I've never even heard of. So, our next trip in March.
Right.
Maybe we should get a couple flavors we never really heard of and try them. Just see how they are.
That's true.
And not throw them at the truck.
Fuck. All right. That's fine.
You can waste yours on the truck, but I'm going to try mine. I'm not going to throw it at the truck.
Well, no, because you're gonna wipe it down with my face.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wash it.
You're going to be like, all right, awesome. Yeah, you can have your 10 seconds of fun. Go
Since
wash my truck.
Since owning that truck, I have not washed it once.
We're going to.
It's the only vehicle that I have not washed religiously.
I laugh, but I barely wash mine too. I should. I wash it as much as I can because of the salt, but outside of that, if like there's no reason to, it's like it's just gonna stay dirty.
Well, if I go to wash it, I mean, being here, it's just gonna snow or rain immediately afterwards. So
yeah.
What's the point? And they're gonna put salt on the road.
Yes, which is why Rex doesn't see much of the outside when it starts.
It doesn't see any portion of the world. It had 3,500 miles on it, put on it last year. No miles,
that's
never
crazy.
Driven.
Crazy. Oh my God, I'm at 62,000.
I was about to say, you just passed me.
Yeah.
And you've owned yours half the time.
Yeah.
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 Because you got yours with 19,000 miles when you bought it.
Yep.
Yeah. So within that time, you've already passed me.
It's a daily, baby.
It's a daily. Mine's not a daily.
Daily, baby.
But maybe that'll give you an excuse to wash your Rexes if I throw a slushy at it. And just hope it blows up.
So what we're not going to do.
Not the motor, just the video.
Well, yeah. asshole. Yeah, and see if
who
it
invented
blows,
the
like,
trend.
The
who invents any of these trends?
I want. Okay, I don't know.
Because should I just start throwing like a tree, like a maple tree, at like the house? Is
some
that
sort
a trend?
Of fun explosive like styrofoam bit? I don't know, but
yeah.
For what it seems like a collective just saw a cheap, not all that cheap. Slushies are like gold now because of just inflation and all that. But they'll spend $10 on a slushie and then get the most.
I'm
visually
never buying
appealing,
a $10 slushie in my life.
Like, well, you know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Expensive.
Oh,
not
I bet you they
cheap.
Are. I bet you they are $10-$12 for a large slushie. I'm not paying that.
Was that, but was it Baja or whatever the fuck? Baja. Didn't they have a Baja slushie or some shit back in the day? Like a Baja.
Like a blast
flavored
one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or am I crazy?
I'm not a slushie guy. You already know I'm not a sweets guy, so.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So I am not even in the conversation.
Yeah, a couple of guys who.
But I will. I would. I mean, every once in a while, yeah, slushy sounds good.
Oh sure.
I don't drink soda, so
like a movie theater slush.
Yeah, perfect.
Big movie theater
an
slush
actual,
guy.
Well, ices. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Iced materials with flavor.
Okay, you
change
the label
poison
on the front of the cup that says ice on it. Icy.
That's fair. What was it, the polar bear or some shit?
It's the polar bear, man.
Polar bear with a windbreaker.
Red, white, and blue.
Looked like every European ever.
Yeah, with the shades
that track
on,
shoot or whatever.
Does the cup have the shades, or is that a part of the whole, it never actually happened?
Cup have the shades?
No, the polar bear have the shades.
Oh. Yeah, I think he had the shades, because didn't they have to differentiate from Coke and all their polar bear shit?
No, he doesn't. No,
he doesn't
have
shades.
Shades. I just looked it up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Missed opportunity. That would have been fire.
He would have looked great with shades.
Or a set of, like, Ray-Bans on him. Or aviators.
JK, he has shades.
Shit.
He does. He does have shades.
Jesus. All right. I was going to say, I knew he had so much more swagger back
there's
in
there's a
day.
Version of him on this cup that has shades.
Nice. All right. That's...
And he's, like, surfing on ice.
Yeah.
Coldest
yeah, that's...
drink in town.
That's the...
that's what it says.
You know, some guy wrote that down. He's like, I'm going to make $1 billion.
Yeah. Blue raspberry. Look at that.
Blue raspberry. Oh, my God. I don't get it, though. I don't understand who, what, why, where. It's not up here, clearly. It's almost always, like, not in a northern area.
Yeah.
Because there's no snow anywhere, at least for the ones I've seen, the ones that have popped off. But that's the other thing, is you're starting to see the sort of combative notion
right
now
here.
Between...
The blue raspberry originated in a laboratory, not on a farm. It started when makers of ice pops had more red flavors, cherry, strawberry, raspberry, and watermelon, than shades of red dye. Kids who wanted a cherry ice pop, for example, could not figure out which red ice pop to select. So too many selections of a red flavored drink.
That's true. That's true.
So blue raspberry is not even a damn thing. In reality, it's just a fake idea flavor, like blue raspberry. All it is dyed blue.
It's poison.
So if you think there's a difference, there's not a difference. You know, there's little psychos out there that'll say, oh, blue raspberry tastes so much better. It's the same goddamn thing, just colored blue.
It's fucking nuts. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that. Even a thing that says commonly repeated justifications that they're actually blue raspberries in real life.
Of course. Because people will
they're better
take
known as white bark raspberries. Okay, cool.
Why, huh?
There's too much info on this.
Of course. It's the internet.
Yeah.
Pick your head up. You're going to get, you're going to drown.
here's
too far
a stupid
in a deep
thing.
Dive.
Oh, why is blue raspberry the best flavor? It has the sour sharpness of the citrus flavors and the sweet depth and complexity of the red and purple flavors. Suck a dick. It's all dyes and bullshit.
What the hell is this?
It either tastes like it or it doesn't taste like it.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine. Now I'm going to tell my kids hella far into the future to say, okay, go find me a blue raspberry.
This is here. It wasn't until the 70s with the creation of blue flavor treats like Otter Pops and Icy's. What the?
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
I haven't had an Otter Pop in a minute.
Me either.
Or the push. Is that what it is? Push Pops?
I'm going to just give me a second here because Otter Pop. Oh, shit. I don't think either me or you had Otter Pops.
I had those.
And if we did, it was a later version, and that's what it would be as a like flavor ice or fun pops or push pops. This is before that. Otter Pops.
God dang.
I'm telling you, if you looked at the label Otter Pops, I never had that in the freezer.
I could have sworn I had.
No, not this guy.
No.
Yep. Push Pops, all the other bullshit. You know which ones I liked? Are like the ones that you had to push up through that were like.
Did they almost look like a TP roll?
Kind of like a TP roll with a little stick on the end.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What the hell were those? They had like,
I don't know,
great
but
flavors.
They were. Dude, some of those were sour.
But I would take that over, I guess, like a fucking ice pop thing.
Okay, here's a good question. What was your go to ice cream for the ice cream truck?
Dude, I'm a basic white bitch. I'm vanilla.
What do you mean you're vanilla?
I only like vanilla ice cream.
No. Like, was it the Spider-Man pop or the...
Oh, fucking SpongeBob, bro.
You got
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Droopy, fucked up teeth and eyes.
The one who always looked like he just saw a wall one too many thousand times.
Wall or...
Meth.
I don't know. A little something.
He really did. He wasn't... He did not
it
look
tasted
hot.
Tasted great, though.
He had some stuff, but that's
fine. You
know,
some of them didn't even have, like, true good flavor. It was just that summertime year. At your local beach, and you know, you go and get this stupid little SpongeBob with a face that doesn't really exist.
Yeah,
it didn't even matter if it tasted good or not.
It was so good. And then sometimes the eyes weren't the eyes like gumballs or something like that, or was
I
it, am
I
thinking? I
know.
Something?
Oh, the little black things.
Yeah,
that were the, on there. I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you what the taste is. I'm probably gonna have to go buy some.
Whatever it was, I'm pretty sure it was dust. It was probably just
it wasn't,
sawdust.
I mean, if you think about it, all those things that we had is straight cancer.
Oh, God. No, they shortened our lifespan every lick.
Yeah. Like, and I think about, I'm like, man, all those things I see people have now. And it's like, oh, shit. How about all the stuff that I consumed that, like, was that actually good for me? Like, what are those?
Short answer, no.
What are the chocolate pudding ones? Love those. That was like a treat all the time.
I remember the Choco Tacos.
No, I'm
good.
Talking about the actual chocolate pudding cups.
Oh, then I don't know. I wasn't much of a pudding guy growing up.
All right, pudding, you are one now. What is it? Oh, snack packs. Jesus, how could I not remember
snack
packs?
Pack.
Yeah. Snack packs.
Oh, man. No,
those were great.
Right. That's been a minute.
Yeah, no, snack packs.
Yeah, fuck with snack
packs. And knowing that I'm not a candy person, right?
Right.
You know, I had phases. I don't know if you had phases. I had phases where it was like, it was a Snickers. And the next, you know, it was a Butterfingers or it was a Milky Way. And it like lasted for 3-4 months at a time where I wouldn't have any other candy bar.
Yep.
And obviously, as I got older, I was like, I fucking hate candy. Like, this is stupid. But trick-or-treating as a kid, you know, I loved the little like strawberry things, the hard candy strawberries that like had
that were
shit
like
in the
wrapped...
inside that would gush.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Anything that had a gooey center inside, it made me feel like I was eating a beetle.
Nope, that's the best shit. They're literally called strawberry bonbons. Nope. Bonbons.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
mm-mm.
that's my jam as a kid. Bonbons.
That was your thing?
Yep. Damn, you know, when people were having, like, I don't even know.
I remember
shitty
Smarties.
Hard candy. Like, I just can't do it.
Do you remember the roll of Smarties that looked like mini hockey pucks?
Ate them like they were nobody's business.
Oh, God. I fuck with those so
heavy.
That's
probably why I don't like sweets, because I just had a shit ton right off the bat.
True.
Not that I was, like, you know, unrestricted on what I was eating, but when I had it, it was like, let's just have a pound
have
of it.
A trillion. Yeah. However many are in a current 1 mile radius, I want.
Like cakes. I had cake growing up and it turned into, the problem is you have one good cake and then every other cake lets you down because it wasn't made the same. And then next thing you know, I'm like, I don't even care that cake exists. And I still to this day don't have cake.
Yeah, I'm always looked at like a psychopath when I'm like, everyone's like, do you want this cake or that pie? I'm like, I'm actually like good.
Like, I don't care if it's
like, can you just have
white
mine
cake,
instead?
Your chocolate cake or velvet cake. I don't give a shit what it is. I'm not eating it.
Nope.
I don't like, care if you're frosting. I'll be that the best guy. Frosting. It's my great-great-grandma. It's frosting. I don't give a shit.
Great.
I'm not
tell
eating.
Her it sucks, actually.
Yeah. Knock on her fucking grave and let her know that this guy, he ain't eating it.
Send a prayer and say, by the way, a little too heavy on the cream, grandma. Oh. A little
well,
too heavy.
Cream's a different story.
No, I can't. I can't.
I like cream.
Because good
in general, real cream. Not on fucking like frosting, cream. Like cream, like whipped cream and shit.
Oh, yeah. That's a little different.
Love it.
Love it.
I love it.
Good old whip. Whip
but
it.
Back to the slushies on cars.
Oh, like, yeah. Back to them.
I think
why?
About it. What? Oh, what if I threw a slushie at my PC? What would happen then?
You would get zero
I'd lose
attention.
My PC.
No PC. And actually out $5 because of a slushie. So...
Should be out more than
lot of
bucks.
A lot of, yeah, well, it's just a slushy, obviously, the computer being what it is, but no, nah, it's like, why? Oh, that's the other thing I was just about to get into is you'll see this combative nature of car enthusiasts being in their lowered cars or anything performance or anything like that, and all of a sudden they'll just drive into frame, and then the lettering will come up as a caption to say, I don't, you know, those who know they don't need slushies just to get hype or something like that, or like they're letting the car speak for them,
yeah,
to show their following. And it's like, I kind of fuck with it, because if you either have just a mediocre build or you're just trying to hop on a wagon, you're gonna throw a slushie at a G35 or a 350Z and say like, oh, I'm part
shots
of it.
Fired.
No, it is what it is. I saw a fucking
throw more
V6.
Than a slushie at a G35,
correct? So yeah. And sometimes we don't have to, because they'll just wrap that thing around a tree. But that aside, 100%. You'll see anything from like Mustangs to Camaros, all these stuff, not even done, not even anything.
I've noticed a lot of trucks are doing the slushy thing. Truck
big
guys
old
are doing
lifted
it.
Bits, yeah. I saw someone throw it at a motorcycle.
Oh, that
I thought it was
going to
shatter the front end, yeah. And it was a really done-up chopper, too. I was like, Jesus, dude, like that's a... $50,000.
I just don't understand. I mean, I guess it's because I've never been a trend person, or I don't even use social media enough
well.
Other than to scroll and see these dumb videos and be like, I'm so glad I'm not that guy.
But it's so weird.
I could get on a lot of the other trends and be okay with it, but the slushy thing, you never gonna catch me dead throwing a slushy at my car.
No, I can't.
I'm already on my second windshield. You know, how wild would that be that a fucking slushy plastic cup does something to my windshield?
How do you justify that to whatever the...
And the insurance?
Well, not only insurance, but if you're just going to call up, what is it, Safelight or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Just
oh,
be
what
like,
happened?
Yo,
oh, the slushy. What do you mean the slushy? Oh,
so
yeah,
you
the
know
slushy
slushies
happened.
At 7-Eleven? It's like, yes. Yeah.
You guys need to hop on that trend. Do it on your own. Do it on the Safelight truck.
It's like, oh, got it. We're not covering that, you idiot. It's like, oh, whoopsies.
Nah. And as you know, my second windshield wasn't even under insurance.
Yeah.
That was out of pocket.
That was a toughie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Shout out, Kirsten.
You know, I think it's nuts that that windshield was only $300, but my, you know, when you have your basic deductible, that's $500. It's like, okay, that's cheaper to just pay for it myself.
Yeah.
And in this case, Kirsten.
True.
So.
True, true. Yeah. So.
And no, she didn't break the windshield.
No, she did not.
Travels to Gat did on the trailer.
Correct.
I still think it was a rock that came up.
Yeah, it was a number of things.
I don't think it was. I don't know if it was the stress of it twisting, being all hunkered down and fully aired up.
Yeah,
maybe,
doubtful.
But seeing as the amount of rocks that have flown up on me recently on the highway, I'm just like, it must have been a rock and a good one, good size rock.
Exactly. So we're gonna switch gears here a little bit, because I found an account, and I'm not gonna give him a shout, but I just want Alan to see the actual level of insanity that the internet has. So I'm going to explain it while he's watching.
There's
a man on the internet that will go into a restroom.
Is his username like
we're not going to shout it. I don't know what it is, but he doesn't deserve it. He literally is in a bathroom. he's taking like shit out of the trash.
Yeah, but that's where he shits too.
And he's cooking dishes.
He's cooking chicken.
Like macaroni in the here you go. This is what got me. Like macaroni.
Oh, he's
in
making
the
it
sink.
Completely in the sink.
Oh, it's nasty. So bad. Oh, it's so fucking disgusting, dude.
Oh, and he's using just his bare hands to mush the cheese with
dude,
the
this
noodles.
Guy
it's
needs
so
to
fucked up.
Fucking rot.
Is it supposed to be like chicken mac and cheese?
I don't know what it is, but
oh,
this
and he
guy
looks like a total fucking slob eating that shit.
Disgusting. There's a level of disgust that I've yet to truly like. I truly try to explain. That is the worst. Because
that's
even though he's
nasty.
Probably washing it, you have to Clorox the whole goddamn room.
I don't even know if that would be enough for me to cook food in a bathroom that's already
a
been
bathroom,
used.
Guys, a bathroom. Holy wow. Shit. So gross. I can't.
Yeah.
I couldn't get over it. So
I kind of want to switch gears back. That's kind of nasty.
Yeah, like, so.
It's not my forte.
I'm sorry. I just needed.
Not much to say other than.
I needed you to
that.
See it because I couldn't be the only one seeing this. I'm like, what the fuck?
That is nasty.
Oh, God. It's so gross. Yeah. So if you're listening, fucking stop. Or if you're somebody else who cooks in some weirder, stop. Just stop. Get in a kitchen.
They
you
make
know what
them.
I mean?
They have since the beginning of times. I've had kitchens.
There's plenty. There's one or two, you know, down
never,
the street. Go find a kitchen and cook.
You never
them.
Need a bathroom.
Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, I can't. It's ridiculous.
You know, Ryan Reynolds is a stud.
Dude, smoke. Absolute smoke.
Just got to throw this out there. Watching Free Guy. He is a stud in that as well.
Clearly committed to the podcast.
Yeah, no, just take a quick peek. It's a good
hey,
scene.
Ryan, I would.
Yeah, no, he's worth everything. My entire eyesight.
He's worth all of one cent on my body.
Yeah.
He may have my sight. May take my sight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. All right. So you got anything that you want to chit chat? What's something you found on the internet that you want to?
I try to stay off the internet.
You do,
other
huh?
Than to look at parts and more parts and maybe to see if somebody's changed something on their car. But there's no promises there.
Gotcha.
Not when you look every day. Shit doesn't change overnight.
Yeah, true. True. It's not like Instagram where it's like, oh, here's a car 3 weeks later. We pulled the motor and now it has an LS.
Oh,
it's like,
oh, okay. I got something interesting that I was thinking about.
Go for it.
Okay. Good old Bobby Fairways. Bob Does Sports.
Oh, shout out.
Did you,
big,
did
big
you
fan
know,
of the program.
Did you know that he got on a Callaway commercial? Swinging the Driver?
No way.
Now, you know that I have watched every episode since the beginning. And
oh, my God.
Love
I knew
them
it was sponsored, obviously, but no, I didn't
like
realize.
I have a carbon copy of Fat Perez. If you guys want a visualization of this, I look like Fat Perez from Bob Does Sports.
He does. He does.
Same type of beard, same pulled slick back hair. I just don't have any balding. I'm thick, luscious, long hair.
Big okay? old, big old
and a,
guy.
And a big boy.
Big
so
guy.
We're the same. We're the same.
Yeah, honestly. And
I think people, if they saw us together, that they would straight up think that we're easily brothers. I think we could pass as brothers.
And honestly, I think I'm a little like Bobby. In
with
the sense
baldness,
of,
basically? Well, basically, I, really right. Close. You have the same type of beard as him. I mean, they all
love,
have matching
all love,
beards.
But yes, agreed. Yeah. I am
like your
we've,
beard
we've got our
is
own
what's
little.
In. No, it is, though.
Bob
think about it.
Version over here, the wish.com of Bob Does
Sports. We are the wish.com version. Now, level of play, it's definitely, you know, I don't have Fat Perez play. That's Adam. Adam is at, you know, Fat Perez level. But, you know,
I would
I
love
can't,
to play with him.
I would love it because I know that being at Bob's and Joey's level versus you being at Perez's level is just a amazing combo. We just don't have a third person.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, because they're so sometimes here's what's crazy is like one of them. And when I say one of them, it's Joey or Bob. They will not be great. We'll just put it lightly, but all of a sudden they're just like out of nowhere. They're crushing it, like either 30-foot putts or their chipping's phenomenal. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I say it varies, because watching Cold Cuts recently in the last like 3 months, his putting is unbelievable. And I'm like, man, you just see putts all the time. And yeah, they got those new AI putters, whatever.
Looks spicy.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally out of our price range ever.
Yeah.
So glad they, you know, Joe Schmo's getting sponsored and making it out there. I mean, big push for the YouTube golfer. That's always living the dream. Yeah, I love YouTube golf. Mm. YouTube golfers are, honestly, I think, they're more entertaining to watch than PGA, but that's what I think what makes it great that the PGA guys join them.
Honestly,
is purely because they know the entertainment that comes along with being that all the rules that they can't do anything. It's on YouTube when it comes to golf.
And you know what's tough is that
you're making your own rules on the fly.
Correct.
For the games that you're willing to play while you're out there. And obviously PGA isn't gonna do that. Not saying it's not entertaining because I love it. But
you're talking about creme de la creme at all times, and you're just seeing who can be the most consistently good throughout a season.
Yeah, and I mean, right? That's the same thing when it comes to them, is that it's like, okay, they continuously have guys like Jon Rahm come on. And it's like, it's awesome. An actual thing for him to constantly come on.
It is so much fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite, I guess you could say, pro athletes that's not a PGA, you know, golfer is Josh Allen. I love seeing that, you know, Josh Allen golfs. He's fairly good at it. I'm a huge fan. I don't know if it comes along with, you know, guys like Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, all those guys being in my age group.
Mm-hmm.
And like seeing them interact, I think it's like I could see that they're interacting the same way I would interact, which makes it great, because it's like, they got the best golf vibes, but without it being PGA.
Exactly. Or it's a little too uptight, or it's a little this, that, like you, even
like, yeah, like they have
Jon
those
Rahm,
moments that are amazingly competitive. And at the same time, you're like, this is like the best time ever.
Right. And you get to see
just chilling,
bros be bros.
Having a good time. Exactly.
Which is crazy. And you'll see, like TaylorMade does a big push for this as well, being on their channel. Like, they'll have their fun little moments, but it's on YouTube. So you
have to go to YouTube to see it yourself
to YouTube to kind of let the hair down a little bit, versus all these YouTube golfers coming out and being like, hey, we're getting sponsored by so-and-so, or we're getting
Which is
involved.
Wild to see. I mean, yes, I'm, you know, we're skipping the over eyes GM are golf, but that's just those guys are all just a couple years younger than us. I say that, but like, I mean, you're not in your 20s anymore, but I am, which is that whole 30. Age group. Yeah, but it's more relatable. Like I've told you before, I feel like we're totally on the same mindset and relatability to Bob Does Sports.
Agreed.
Just the way they say things, do things, they interact with each other is like, that is exactly the same way that we do things. It's great.
Yeah. No, it's a very relatable approach
Which
to golf.
Rick Shields, great. I feel like he has that more into professionalism to golf. And then GM golf is that, like, this is what upcoming golf should, you know, or is going to be like. You know, that's the vibe they're giving. And Bob Does Sports gives the vibe of, you know, no fucks given. This is how it is. Take it this way. Don't care what you do with it. You know, we're living life. And
their reactions.
That's more the American dream type of thing going on with them. Yeah. And their reactions and the way that they do things is like, yes, that is how normal people would do it.
And I'm sorry, but they're willing to do some of the most wild shit.
Themselves to just constantly throwing up and then getting
into
more
oblivion.
Drinks. That's entertainment. That's entertainment for me.
Or
it's
one
like
that
imagine if the PGA had someone like, you know, shooting them with a pellet gun or something, or airsoft gun, or paintball gun.
Mid swing.
Like that shit would be, they get so many more viewers from something dumb like that. But
that's
already being done with guys like Bob Does Sports. By the way, great episode. You should try getting shot at with a paintball gun while golfing.
Oh, boy.
But you don't know when you're going to get shot at.
Yeah.
And you guys get to shoot each other. while you're still trying to go under on 9 holes. Imagine that, because they do the challenges of trying to be, go under the most that they've ever been on 9 holes.
On a scramble version.
Imagine if you added something like that in there instead of drinking. Imagine if you had a drinking and getting shot by a paintball gun.
Oh, God.
But you know, just don't know. You don't know. Someone gets to have the shot.
Right.
But you don't know whose turn it is to take the shot.
That'd be fucking insane.
Yeah, like Benjamin or whatever would have to tell someone like, hey, it's your turn. Here it is.
Yep. You know. Go.
Yeah, it's go. Like, pick whoever you're going to shoot. Because you never know. That might mean that every time that they, every time that they get the gun, you know, you don't know. You could be shot at the entire time and nobody else gets shot.
I'm going to be honest.
Other than when you get it to shoot someone.
I don't think they have the mental fortitude to just like even take the club back the second they know like something's about to happen to them.
You
from
know,
like
that's some maybe good taser entertainment right there.
Maybe low level taser,
but
outside
also
of that,
we're into that entertainment of like Step Brothers, Talladega Nights,
oh,
Blades
God.
Of Glory. You know, the real
dude,
stupid,
South Park.
Stupid humor. Will Ferrell to the max.
Dude, we watched South Park for like 2.5 hours at gas.
Yes, but you watch more South Park than I have in my lifetime.
Oh, okay. That
because
makes sense.
I've watched more while everyone's watching South Park, you know, I'm watching, you know, Talladega Nights or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching South Park. I've never been a huge South Park fan.
Fair. I
would probably watch Family Guy before I watch South Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easily.
Huh.
I got nothing
against Family Guy. I just, if given the two.
I would watch American Dad before I watch The Simpsons. Sorry.
You want to know something? I never got into The Simpsons.
I never got into The Simpsons. I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to something like that, a lot of people are like, oh, it has to be, you know, why wouldn't you watch The Simpsons? Because I don't go with the wave. I don't have to watch what everybody else watches. It's not a rite of passage. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's fair. And yeah. I think just from a humor perspective, like I give it the credit because it is a
the
great
predictions.
Show. Oh my God.
The future, which we're not gonna get into that
nope,
one. Oh my
nope,
fucking
nope.
God.
I don't need that.
I don't care if they know everything, then so be it.
Yeah, someone went back in time on that one. That's easy. That's writing on the wall there. But
yeah.
As far as the show goes, like I know like my parents and even some of my relatives that are older than me, they're like, oh my God, The Simpsons was like life. And I'm like, huh? Like you're looking at it now, it's like, dude, I'd rather watch Bob the Sports because that
is
funny.
Easily. When we're done today,
Simpsons, you know,
I'm putting
top 10
on
episodes.
Bob the Sports.
Yeah. Light work. Yeah,
it's like so much more entertaining.
Oh. Okay. So for those confused, we're currently doing this over Zoom, the free version because fuck paying for it, at least as of now. And we have to do 40-minute intervals between each one because that's the allotted time. And poor guy, Alan, got fucking a Charlie horse for the century.
Just sitting here in peace, and then bam, Charlie horse. And then because you can't go anywhere, you shit yourself. So then you bathe in your own shit.
I wasn't going to let him know that, but yeah, then
that happens.
Insult to injury, just goes and nukes himself a proper one.
I'm an active person. Don't worry.
Oh,
not
man.
Not that.
This guy.
You know, Lardo here in the chair.
Oh, God.
I don't live at this desk.
Unlike me.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah.
Oh, God. Sorry. That was hysterical. Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness we managed to get a little bit of it. Okay, so all that to be said, we're going to roll into a weekly segment that Kirsten actually suggested, so shout out to her, where we will talk about a platform at random. Given the wheels, or excuse me, given a number generator and stuff like that, we'll have.
Oh, we could do a wheel one at some point too.
We could if we were to get like a video platform going. Let us know, obviously, in the comments if you guys wanted to see like a YouTube deal on it and stuff. But as of now, you're gonna have to take our word for it, unfortunately. But we will talk about the platform, our initial reactions to it, what we do and don't like about it, and maybe like what we would do to build our own if given. That with like a 10k budget or something,
or some
like that.
That we wouldn't even build. You never
correct.
Know.
See, we
never know.
There's a couple that
there's
I
a lot of cars
like,
I would never even touch.
Face.
You know what I would do with them? I would take them to that event in Alaska where they launch them off the hillside
the
there.
Cliff. Yeah,
that's where I bring some of these cars.
Yeah, there's one or two I wouldn't mind doing that too.
Yeah.
So mind you, the list is small currently, but we are constantly adding to it. And obviously, if you guys wanted to see yours on there, be sure to let us know and we can add it into the list. So let's give
it. Did you add 240 to the list?
There is 240. We'll see if it gets picked.
Multiple generation 240s?
Multiple generation.
Okay, just so I wasn't sure with what you did.
Yes. So let's do generate.
Wing it here. What do we got?
Okay. Ooh.
Don't lie to me.
No.
What is it?
So it's number 16, which is FC RX-7.
Oh,
hot
lovely.
Start. Hot lovely. Start for the,
and we,
for the segment.
We all know that Kirsten wants an FC RX-7.
Yeah, so Kirsten, talk about timing.
Oh, if only you were here.
Oh, so FC RX-7. I love him. I could not. Love them more.
In a way, too, the like forgotten stepchild of RX-7s.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's the just the classic. Oh, FD. That's it. It's like there's other RX-7s out there.
There is.
FC is wonderful.
It's so good. I love the retro aesthetic. I love how whoever gets their hands on them, like I was trying to think.
Who is it that's down your way that has that red one?
Down my way that has a red. Oh, Anthony. Yeah.
Yes, like rotary all the way.
Yes.
It's like
super fire.
And reliable for him. I've never heard him complain that it dies on him as a rotary. It's like,
no,
that's sweet. That's the way it should be.
Super good. Super,
until
super
it breaks
good.
And then it's not fun. But right. Till then, wonderful.
But even just, everything about it, I adore. I love how
I like that it has the same type of being in the same generation and I guess in a way same type of platform as a 13 and 14 240.
Yep.
When you think about it, it's like an S13 with pop ups, same type of 2-door design with Mazda's touch on it.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you could say it's a good choice if you can't afford or you go with you don't want to have an S13. Mm. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's actually quite a few options from the 80s.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think of one that, you know. Oh, well, if you think about it, you've got the Conquest, the Stereon, the RX-7 FC, an S13 240. I'm just thinking of all the pop-up headlight, you know.
How about the Zs? Was a 3...
Oh,
300.
True. You could have just like Kirsten's car she currently has now,
yep.
The 300 ZXC31.
Mm-hmm.
Same type of approach. And I like how it has the same options as if you were to have a 13 or, I guess, technically Kirsten's car, because the aftermarket support...
Oh,
even on an FC is wonderful,
especially with materials now. It's insane.
So, no, you're not wrong there. I like the choices. I don't know how much I'd really talk on that because there's nothing. I guess I could love or hate on it. I just think it's a great platform for whether you're wanting to start or not.
Exactly.
You know, if you want a Japanese car or whatever, that's the way to go. Or, you know, if you're going to go the American route, you'd get some form of Camaro or Corvette, mm-hmm. depending on what you're feeling.
So
I think if you're going that route, it's a very good option.
So if given this platform, say it's a project car and you were given $15,000 for it, what would be your initial approach to it? Would you make it kind of a
if you gave me $15,000 and you gave me the car?
And the car. And the car is in, we'll call, good condition. It's just a good
condition
canvas. Everything's intact.
I would be getting, I instantly be getting a body kit as usual. Everything has to have a body kit. We'll just act like I didn't say what I said before, and I will be removing that rotary.
Okay.
Just to down the road not have to think about it. So sure. Rotary would say goodbye. This is I would be swapping that for some form of American platform drivetrain.
Fair.
And yes, we've seen tons of guys do it. And yeah, I'm one of those guys that would do it too with that budget. I mean, I'm pretty much tapped out on my budget with a whole drivetrain swap and a body kit.
Yeah, that's fair. And obviously, I mean, you're not going to hold like...
I mean, the, I can say, oh, I'm going to do coils, I'll do wheels, I'll do this, I'll do that. But sure. I guess if I'm my budget, I could somehow do this drivetrain swap, get the body kit that I wanted, and cage it. I would be happy with that.
And would you like put it in any sort of...
But then we're... Well, this is where you get into the whole like, oh, I would want... Do you... Would you want hydro? Would you just do the e-brake if you're caging it? Do you want buckets? Do you want this? Do you want that? You know, how far are you going with it? Or are you not having it, you know, the interior in it, blah, blah, blah. That's such a long laundry list of things.
Right. Which is why I wanted to cap
it. If we keep it basic, yeah, I would be getting whatever
body kit.
I'd be getting a body kit, not wrapping, of course, painting. Right. I see all this stuff I have to think about. I do in house, but like, does it pertain to the budget or not?
Right.
That's a toughie. I mean, we could go very, very basic. Just do wheels, coils, keep the rotary, get a new paint job with a body kit. And I think with a nice set of, I guess I could go with a set of bride seats.
Right.
I'd be happy.
Yeah. Honestly, that was,
if that added up to 15 grand with a new paint job, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, that's more or less my approach, where you keep the rotary. I agree with the wide body because I think there's just too many kits out there that all look so good on this thing.
They do.
Decent set of wheels, coils, and then maybe touch up the rotary a little bit. Maybe give it some like supporting mods for maintenance sake, and then whatever's left over is like fun bits and bobs inside to make it go slidey, but I don't want it. I don't want it to stay off track.
Like, I don't know. I guess I'm super picky when it comes to cars in general.
Which is why I love this segment and the fact that I got to give you a budget for it.
Yeah, see, I'm not used to budgets. It's usually just dump everything you can.
Everything.
Constantly over and over again.
In my name.
Oof, I'm just trying to think here. No, I don't know what kind of build I would make it overall. I don't know if it would just be the classic slider like everybody else does, or, focused on the rotary, or I don't know, because I have so many other cars in my mind that I would take to the track or take to a show or take for a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So as great as it is, I don't think it's on my list to really get a hold of one and do anything with it. Gotcha. Other than for Kirsten wanting it and doing it how she feels, which she did mention, keeping her 300ZX more of a daily driver, fun little
peppy going around town.
Yeah, go around town type of vehicle. While if she had an FC, she'd be trying to destroy it on a track, enjoying herself.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, there you go. There's our first little segment. We're going to call it Car of the Week or Platform of the Week. We're going to try and play around with it.
Trial by fire here. You never know.
Yeah, because it's fun. I do like this whole idea of like kind of randomly being given a platform and just your thoughts on it.
And some are in your heads more than others. And here's the other thing, too, is that some people are more knowledgeable about other things than yourself.
Oh, of course.
So, I mean, there's some super, super diehard rotary FC guys that will always know more info than I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they can stand by why they're choosing the car in general.
Yes.
You but know, and a lot of people are, you know, they're afraid to admit that they don't know it all.
Which,
you know, you can't, I'm not, I'll never sit here and say, I know every car, every model, every generation, and know all the ins and outs. It's just not a thing.
Dude, there's going to be a couple cars on here where I'm just like, I have no idea. But
you don't even know what they are, or who made them, or where they came from, whatever, you know? Yeah.
And this list is going to be ever expanding, obviously, with all the goodies from the past, but also any new platforms that come on. Free game. So at which point there might be like the latest Nissan Z will come up in conversation or something.
Yeah, like
that.
The 400Z. I don't have a clue about it other than that it's overpriced and cool. Yeah.
Cool. Fun styling, you know, different styling, though.
not my cup of tea in a car. So cool right. to whoever's into that 400Z. I'm not your guy.
There you go. See,
I haven't cared enough to learn anything about it, I guess you could say, other than that it's overpriced and it's just another a great power.
Sure.
It puts down power.
Sure.
You know, good enough.
Good enough.
Good enough for the girls I go with. That's
yeah. So this is.
But yeah, like
this is a fun little attribute.
There's people I run into that, you know, you start talking to them about certain cars and stuff, and you can just see that it's like I'm pushing a conversation that someone does not understand.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, yeah. If you ask me about Subarus in general, or say Nissans in general, or even some Toyotas. I'm going to know a huge chunk about them, whether it may be their platform as a drivetrain or a chassis and all that stuff. But there's a lot of them I don't have a clue.
Yeah. So we're gonna save this particular segment for like the end of the show to help wrap things up and give like a fun little debate in some cases, because there's a couple of cars in here that I know Alan just couldn't give less of a damn about that I adore. And others where he will fight whoever's in front of him to get his hands on one. And maybe there's a couple that I'm just like, cool.
I'm not a chaser all day. A good old tour of V.
There you go.
I will be throwing hands because I like big old boats.
Big boats.
I think I only say big boats because my car turned into a big boat.
Fair.
Because originally it wasn't a big boat.
You're right.
And with the wide body, it's a big boat now.
It's a big body.
Maybe it's just the four doors for more horrors is in my head. And that's all I can think of when I have a four door that's fucking sweet like a chaser.
Could be.
Still at the end of the day, my number one numero uno, as you already know, is an S15. So.
Yes. Which.
That's beyond throwing hands. I will literally kill your first child.
Yeah, no, we're
to make sure
we're
that
threatening
I have that
generations
car.
With that one.
Yeah, I will eliminate your entire
family trees. May
if
or may
it
not
means
be
I get one
here, if that is
I
case.
Don't care if it's fucked up or if it's just a car. Nah, it's just a family. Who cares?
It's
fine. Just another family on the corner of the block.
Listen, we got billions. All right, there's enough people. But we're gonna push that off to the end of the show and kind of have some fun with it. So with that said, that is another episode of the Skid Pad Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Podcast.
If you made it this far, thank you. Really appreciate you. Let us know your thoughts. Obviously, we got some fun questions down below. And we'll be looking to push all those interactions with you guys as much as we can and to keep this fun for everybody. So like, review, let us know your thoughts, maybe some things you want to hear, other things you want to listen about and stuff like that. So until next time, peace.